USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Local officials say it came as a shock. Flames raging across Maui and the Hawaiian island chain fueled by a combination of drought and hurricane-force winds. Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson says
it was confirmed we've had six fatalities that we were able to confirm.
Hawaii Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke says the fire has devastated the tourist town of Lahaina on the northwestern tip of Maui.
The state is providing whatever support that we can to give support to both Maui and to the Big Island.
Officials are expressing optimism, saying they believe the blaze can be brought under control soon. President Biden is pledging federal assistance to those affected by the fires. Twitter records are being used as evidence in the Justice Department's case against former President Trump.
Unsealed court records have revealed that Special Counsel Jack Smith secured a search warrant for Donald Trump's Twitter account during the 2020 election case. The documents indicate that Twitter was prohibited from notifying Trump about the warrant due to concerns that Trump might destroy evidence. Additionally, Twitter incurred a $350,000 fine for its delayed submission of the records. Trump is facing felony charges for his alleged effort to unlawfully overturn the 2020 election. I'm John Schaefer.
The Biden administration is defending its decision to pull out of Afghanistan.
We believe it was a correct policy choice, but again, I would never want to quibble with a family member who has suffered such an enormous tragedy.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller declined whether to say it was a success. The administration has faced sharp criticism over the chaotic withdrawal years ago. A woman is facing first-degree murder charges after allegedly stabbing a Washington Post employee to death. Maryland police arrested Raika Poston after she spent several weeks on the run. Her alleged victim was a mailroom assistant at the Post since 1979. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
House Republicans will formally accuse President Biden of corruption.
A memo released from the House Oversight Committee members argues it doesn't need to directly show payments from Hunter Biden's dealings to the president to prove corruption. Hunter Biden is being charged by the Justice Department for tax and gun charges, but has yet to be charged for accepting bribes. Republicans argue the payments to Hunter Biden's multiple accounts by foreign entities, including Russia, implicates the president. The Republicans make that claim after testimony from a Hunter Biden associate allegedly revealed Joe Biden attended some dinners with these foreign companies. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Chris Christie's absorbing fat jokes from his GOP rival in New Hampshire's primary race and current party frontrunner Donald Trump. Christie fired back at the former president on Wednesday, saying Trump's a coward if he refuses to show up for an upcoming debate.
If he's so proud of his record and he was such a great president, I would think you'd want to be there to make that case.
Trump has suggested he's unlikely to participate in the debate set for August 23rd in Milwaukee, saying it could jeopardize his lead in the polls. A witness in the riverfront brawl in Montgomery, Alabama, says a racial slur was used before the fighting broke out last weekend. That's according to a newly released court document. The mother of one of the victims made the allegation in a sworn statement. The case stems from an attack by white men on a black riverboat co-captain and an argument over a reserved docking space on the Alabama River. They're charged with misdemeanor assault. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.